Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Wednesday, June 29th. Bruce Gray Owen Sound Progressive Conservative MPP Rick Byers has been appointed as Parliamentary Assistant to Ontario's Minister of Finance. A release from his office says he was sworn into the position earlier today at Queen's Park. Byers says his career experience in financial markets makes him a good fit for the role, and says he's delighted to have the opportunity to work directly with Finance Minister Peter Bethlenfalvy, adding he has known him for many years and looks forward to working with the team at the Ministry of Finance to get things done for the province and the riding. A discussion about a proposal from an Owen Sound councillor to implement a ban on non-owner-occupied short-term rentals in residential neighbourhoods in the city isn't going to happen for at least a few more months. Council resolved Monday night to defer consideration until its September 12th meeting. The motion was brought forward by councillor John Tamming with the exception for owner-occupied bed and breakfast operations. Mayor Ian Boddy.
And we do want to get it right, and we'd like to get it right sooner than that. But realistically, if we've got clerks that are running a municipal election that sucks up all the oxygen for a little while, it has to be put off down the road.
It appears likely council's discussion and any potential regulations on short-term rentals in Owen Sound could be pushed back even further from there, as several city councillors wanted to have a staff report available for consideration first. Grey Bruce OPP say a missing person from Neyashinigming has been located and is safe. Police issued a release about a missing woman back on June 14th. OPP say today that individual has been located and spoken to by police. They're thanking the community for its assistance. Two Saugeen Shores police officers were injured while executing a search warrant at a house in Port Elgin. Saugeen Shores police say yesterday morning officers executed the search at a Bricker Street address. Seven people were arrested. Two officers suffered minor injuries when they were bitten by dogs in the residence. One officer was transported to hospital by paramedics but has since been released. Police say about $14,000 in fentanyl and cocaine was seized, along with about $2,000 in cash. A 53-year-old Saugeen Shores man faces drug trafficking charges and one of possession of a weapon for a dangerous purpose. Grey Bruce OPP are looking for tips to help identify a male suspect who allegedly stole a vehicle and other items from a Wyerton business. Provincial police say they were contacted regarding a theft of a vehicle and personal property by business on Burford Street. They described the stolen vehicle as a 2005 Hyundai Santa Fe. You can find pictures on our Bayshore Broadcasting News website. Rapper R. Kelly has been sentenced to 30 years in prison for sex trafficking and racketeering. Allegations against him date back as far as the 1990s. He was found guilty last September. The 55-year-old R. Kelly still faces child pornography and obstruction of justice charges in Chicago. That trial is set for August. He's been in jail since 2019. Two police officers seriously injured in a bank robbery and gunfire incident in Saanich, BC, have had surgery. A third officer is also still in hospital. Six of the officers who responded to an armed robbery at a bank yesterday had injuries, while the two suspects were killed by police. NATO has invited Finland and Sweden to join its military alliance. This comes after an agreement was reportedly reached with Turkey, which had previously opposed the idea because the countries are home to groups Turkey considers to be terrorist groups. The invitation comes as NATO updates its strategic concept document, naming Russia as the number one threat. Organizers of the third annual South Bruce County Classic Car Tour are deeming the event a success. The fundraising event for Crime Stoppers of Grey Bruce saw more than 70 cars on display at the Paisley Palace Park on Sunday. Just over $700 was raised. The event also featured a tour around parts of Bruce County, including Sauble Beach, Kincardine, Chesley, and Port Elgin. Two more similar classic car events are being planned for July 31st and September 25th in support of Crime Stoppers Grey Bruce. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is at 19,078, down 144 points. The Dow Jones is up 82 points. Our dollar is trading at 77.59 U.S. cents, down 0.07 of a cent. And the price of oil is $109.50, down $2.26 a barrel. In sports, the Memorial Cup final is tonight. The host St. John Sea Dogs meet the OHL champion Hamilton Bulldogs for the Canadian Hockey League title. In Major League Ball, the Blue Jays look to complete a three-game sweep of Boston tonight. Alek Manoah starts for the Jays. In Grey Bruce Ladies Fastball, in Meaford tonight, Tara meets the Leaky Canoe at 8:30. Action at Wimbledon today included a straight set win in men's play for Novak Djokovic. Two Canadians, Bianca Andreescu and Denis Shapovalov, will play their second round matches tomorrow. In Major League Soccer, eight games tonight, including Columbus Crew at Toronto FC. FC Montreal visits Seattle in the late game. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.